The Search for Kryptos by Mark Samuels, read by Mark Young. The man who writes these lines bears only an infinitesimal resemblance to the bespectacled student of the waking world who left Dublin eons ago, clad in his father's three-piece suit. That memory is now my only link to the past. Many individuals take refuge in a foreign country, but what of those who depart for the exile of dreams? Was I really the dangerous atheist who, forsaking the Judaism of his immediate ancestors and the Roman Catholicism of his adopted country, had turned to the world of the secular imagination? I studied metaphysics at Trinity, and it was in the library there that I must have first stumbled across some reference to the writings of Thomas Ariel, while I half-dozed over its ancient and mouldy volumes. It seems obvious to me now that whatever glimpses I have obtained into the life and works of Ariel have occurred at points where, as Poe claimed, the confines of the waking world blend with the world of dreams. Ariel was the author of a number of provocative works published during the first half of the 19th century. His ontological speculations were akin to the wildest fantasies of Poe and De Quincey. His fundamental belief was that the mechanism